Now, David does a very strange thing. There came a messenger to David saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." That's verse 13. "And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." Now, David is going to flee from Jerusalem, and the question arises, why did he flee? Because David loved the city of Jerusalem. And why did he not take a stand in this city? Well, the very interesting thing is, I'm confident that David knew God was punishing him for his sin. And when I say, I know that he knew it, well, we're told that, by the way. If you go over to the 15th chapter, down as far as the 25th verse, you will hear David say, "The king said unto Zadok, Carry back the ark of God unto the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he'll bring me again and show me both it and the habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him." In other words, David knew what was happening to him was a judgment that was coming from God. And then, do you recall that David, back in the 13th chapter, that at that particular time, verses 13 and 14, we are told that, "And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he'll not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she forced her and lay with her." David was disgraced, you see, and that was an awful thing. David wanted to spare life in the city. This scandal had taken place there. And then you will recall he had stayed in Jerusalem when he should have been out with his army at the time of the great sin of Bathsheba, when he should have been out fighting. He stayed yet in Jerusalem. He's leaving it now because he knew God was punishing him. And then David loved Jerusalem. He did not want to see the city he built and loved become the scene of battle. And you will find that that is the thing that he says. David went up, verse 30 of this chapter. "David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered. And he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up weeping as they went up." This is the thing that David wanted to do, was to spare the city. He didn't want it to become a scene of battle. And yet this city was to be destroyed more than any other city because of its rebellion and sin. There's another reason. David was not ready to press the issue with Absalom. Actually, he wanted to spare the life of Absalom. And you'll find out that when we get to the next chapter that it was in his heart to spare the life of this boy. He said to the captains, "Remember my boy Absalom, see that no harm comes to him." And he really wanted to spare the life of the boy. He loved him. I think he loved him above every other person on this earth. And David, therefore, he now leaves Jerusalem. Now his life is in grave danger. And that's something that's not new to David. Actually, he was more concerned about his own relationship to God and his relationship with Absalom. And Absalom had two counselors that he had taken, Ahithophel, who betrayed David, and Hushai, that we'll see about later. David wanted to lead his army to battle, we'll find out. They just won't let him go into battle.